Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you with our praises, our prayers, our concerns, our worries, our illnesses, our troubles, and our doubts. Father God, we thank you for the promise of your Son, of his sacrifice, the promise that you would be with us, the promise that you would hear our prayers and answer them. Father God, we thank you for Susan Pollard and her job in New Jersey and the new life that she is living there. For Brenda and Clayton, we ask your healing and your support and your strength. For Mamie, Lord, we ask your healing and for you to bring her back to us if it be your will and to make this move a smooth transition. For Jonathan and his successful solo patrol and his 300 bowling game, Lord, we thank you and we are proud of our son who has shown us so much. Father God, we ask you to be with all of those who were involved in the fatal accident here at the intersection this past week. Be with them and comfort the ones who have survived and be with the family of those who are departed. For Annie and Paul and their family, Lord, we pray, and we pray for you to bring them back to us. And for all of those who have not been able to attend this morning, traveling mercies, Lord, for the Wrights as they go to Destin, and for Travis's brother as he comes to visit, for Travis's father as he struggles with his health, Lord, we ask your comfort and your healing. We welcome our visitors. We thank you for them and bringing them to us. We thank you for being in our lives. Father God, you are making our lives so much richer by your presence. You make our lives so much fuller through the sacrifice of your Son. You're making our lives so much more wonderful through your love. And so we pray the prayer that your Son taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.